Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. We're going to be talking about the top five SUVs that are also EVs. That's right. We're going to be talking about the top sport utility vehicles that are also electric vehicles. Let's get into the list. All right, here's our list. Now, I do want to mention that this list is actually put together by Motor Trend. So thank you to Motor Trend for helping put this together. I've ridden in a few electric vehicles, and I must say I love the technology. I think with gas prices, you know, always being so up and down, that fluctuation gets a lot of drivers really sort of nervous when it comes to, you know, the gas pump prices. And I think a lot of us really just want to know what we're going to pay week in and week out when we travel, you know, to work or if we're traveling to pick the kids up. I think a lot of people are just tired of going 1 week to the gas pump and it's $3.50, and then the next week it's $4.50. And that sticker shock is one of those things that a lot of us, I think, just find to be offsetting and off-putting. We have our weekly and monthly and yearly budgets that we plan for, and all of a sudden when those gas prices are all over the place, it makes it really tough to figure out, you know, what you're going to pay to get around town. So I think a lot of people are really looking forward to sort of getting electric vehicles, both for the technology and the convenience. I mean, let's be honest. I know that a lot of folks are worried about range anxiety, as they say. So they're worried about that, you know, electric vehicles may only go a few hundred miles and then they need to recharge. And that recharging can take anywhere from 20 minutes if you have a Tesla, or it can take up to 40 to 45 minutes depending on if your vehicle can do like a fast charge. And that range anxiety is real. But on the flip side, you can also plug your electric vehicle into your home and not have to go to a charging station or a gas station. So now if 90% of your driving is within a 50 mile or 60 mile radius, which for most folks that it is, all you do is you drive home, you plug in your car, and you're done. You don't have to worry about going and stopping at the gas station. Now, for longer road trips, that can be a little bit more of a challenge for sure. But I think with battery technology improving, with fast charging options available on some cars, and I think if you plan out your trip properly, you know, if you do stop for 30 to 40 minutes for a longer trip to recharge your vehicle for bathroom breaks and some of those other things, you can not only recharge your vehicle but also recharge yourself. So let's kind of get into it a little bit and talk about some of these top five electric vehicles that also happen to be SUVs. So let's start our countdown here with number five. So the number five vehicle, according to Motor Trend, is the 2022 Chevy Bolt EUV. Now, the great thing about the EUV for the Chevy Bolt is that is its price range. So it's between $33,500 and $38,000, which makes it, you know, attainable for a lot of folks. It's not the $60,000 or $70,000 price tag that you're seeing from a Tesla. You're also going to get pretty decent range with this vehicle. Its range, driving range, is about 247 miles. But one thing to keep in mind with driving range is that your mileage is going to vary. If you're going up and down hills, that's going to potentially shorten or lengthen the drive. So it's also temperature variable. So if it's cold out, you sometimes will get a little bit less. But again, 247 miles is going to be pretty decent for most folks. Number four on our list is the 2022 Hyundai Kona Electric. And the manufacturer's price for this one is about between $34,000 and $42,500. Again, a little bit more expensive than the Chevy Volt, but not incredibly more expensive at the lower end. You're going to get similar range to the Chevy at about 258 miles on a single charge. The average driver in the U.S. drives about 25.9 miles per day, or roughly 26 miles a day. So with a range of 258 miles, you could go several days without having to recharge the vehicle. I think most people would find the range of 258 miles, or 250 miles approximately, to be adequate for their driving needs throughout the week. Number three on our list is the 2022 Volkswagen, or should we call it the Volkswagen ID4. Cost on this SUV is going to be approximately $42,000 to $55,000 depending on options. And range is going to be right around the 240 to 260 miles per charge, again, depending on trim level. A lot of the price variation does depend on trim level, so you know, keep that in mind when you're purchasing the vehicle. Another thing that will affect costs is whether or not it has an extended battery or multiple motors. Again, some of these vehicles are going to be four-wheel drive or just rear-wheel drive, depending on, again, the trim level and the different options that you want with the vehicle. All of that is kept in mind when we're doing the list. All right, on to number two. Number two on our list is the 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. With a price from $39,700 to $54,500, and with a range of between 292 and 298 miles. Now, I will say this much about the range on this SUV. It is stated here on the Motor Trend site that the range is expected to go down to potentially 250 miles. So keep an eye on this one. It's possible that you could get the higher end range of 292 to 298 miles, or it might be a little bit different, could fluctuate down depending on after the EPA does its rating. At any rate, it's the number two SUV EV on our list. All right, drum roll please. The number one SUV EV, according to Motor Trend, for 2022 is the Ford Mustang Mach-E, with an MSRP between $43,895 and $61,995, and with a range of between 230 or 260 miles, again, depending on the various options and motors and battery specifications that you select. Again, though, that range is very much in line with what normal drivers would drive on a daily basis. And again, you could go several days without having to recharge the battery. But if you have the ability to recharge your vehicle in a garage or close to an outlet, it makes recharging both easy and potentially economical depending on where you live. Regardless of which one of these great electric vehicles you would choose, I think we can all easily determine that the future of vehicles, at least consumer vehicles, is electric. We've already heard from multiple manufacturers that they're going to stop producing gas-powered consumer vehicles in the next 5 to 10 years. And at that point, everything's going to be essentially electrified, or potentially hydrogen-powered vehicles. At any rate, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of MIS. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. Have a great day.